Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Tisha Finlay.
This is her.
Oh, very good, Tisha. This is Daniel calling you back from Notebook Writing. Hope you remember me.
What was that?
Daniel Garcia from Notebook Writing.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that. Or what'd you say after?
I said, I hope you remember me. I hope I'm not being intrusive at the moment.
Oh, no. You're good. But I am leaving on a weekend vacation.
Yep.
Just so you know, I actually sent that contract to my attorney to review.
Fantastic.
But what she just got back to me today, and what she said was she said that the contract needs way more to protect me in any way, shape, or form. She gave me some notes on what to share with you, but she said that it wouldn't protect me in any way, shape, or form. She said that there's no clauses on there. Like, what if we have a disagreement? Does it go to arbitration? What state does the so she told me to ask, what if I have a contract or find a contract that you guys agree with, would that be acceptable for you guys?
Well, first of all, in reference to put you in the safest corner as being an author, all your rights, everything related to the book goes to you. In reference, in case if we end the agreement and, you know, we are not able to go and complete anything, or we are not able to give you any satisfying results, so it's mentioned in the agreement that what will be the next steps. Okay, so it's nothing bad, as I told you before as well, that, you know, if you're not satisfied with due to any reason, we would pause the project, we'll go and try to fix it for you. If revisions are not working out, we'll fix the change, we'll change the team for you. If they do not work out, we'll give you a refund. So I've mentioned that on the contract too, in very straightforward manner, that revisions, then the team, and accordingly a refund will be processed if things do not work out the way they're supposed to be. So the revised contract holds everything that you need, but yes, in case if you want to add something to the contract, or if you have a different contract that you want us to go and sign, we can do that too, all right, because this is a mutual agreement. So we bring up a contract or you bring up a contract, it needs to be signed by both the ends. So I don't mind if you have something available, or do you have any points that you want me to add in the revised contract for you, I'll do that too, if that keeps you in the safer zone.
Yeah, I'd have to, I'm leaving for the weekend. I'm going to have to review the notes that she gave me and see what I can find that she's looking for, because she just basically was like, you know, what, it says that you'll get a refund, but what does that mean? It's not detailed. Like, she's like, does it mean you'll get one immediately? Are you going to have one within 30 days of this date? Like, she's like, it doesn't have any details at all.
No, from our side, it's processed immediately. It's mentioned there will be a full refund, and that will be processed immediately. But of course, there is a banking term, right? Whenever you pay to us, it's not that I would receive the funds in the same day, right? It will be pre-authorized from your side. It will be deducted from your account, but it takes 48 hours for us to receive it. So the same way the refund would work, one will process it. It's not that in the next second it would hit you, but we would initiate the refund immediately when, you know, if anything certain happens like this. But again, Tisha, I'll tell you one thing. See, I told you one thing earlier, I'll repeat myself again, that you're thinking too much on this, all right? Every company is not, you know, working in the same manner or does not work, you know, in the same process that others have worked with. You know, if someone has done something wrong, does not mean everyone will do the same thing, right? There is a big trust.
That's not what I'm thinking, though. I'm just whether I believe that you're going to do everything right or not, it doesn't matter what I believe. It matters what's in the contract. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I can't just go on my feelings alone. I feel like we've had very good conversations and everything like that.
Mm-hmm,
but at the
mm-hmm.
end of the day, the real question is, am I being protected in a contract?
Of course. We're not here to steal your story. We're not here just after the money, as I told you before. This is just the beginning, all right? As soon, you know, the catch is to go and get you on board for years, to work with you on the marketing. And for this, I need to go and give you satisfying results on the first marketing step that you're proceeding further with. And this is what I'm confident on, that we'll go and do that. But again, if you want to keep yourself in the safest corner, you want to add something on the contract for you, I would love to. Send your points to me. I would share it with my legal attorney. I'll have it added in the contract for you in case if you have a different contract or a different contract your attorney can come up with. That's fantastic. All right, I'll give you the list of services. You can ask her to add it in the contract. We'll have it reviewed. We'll have it signed from our side, and we'll send it to you. So this way we both will have a copy of it. So I don't mind you doing that too, all right? All we need is a mutual agreement, right? A piece of paper that states everything, your rights, your you know, everything that you're paying to us and what you're paying for. So I don't mind doing that, all right? Be it your contract, be it our contract, we can work accordingly. No worries.
All right, sounds good. Well, I'm out of town
Leaving
for the weekend, so
no
on Monday I'll see what I can figure out, and then we'll talk again.
Except apart from the contract, is everything okay? Am I making sense? Is the process making sense? Was Lisa up to the mark, the person that spoke to your account manager? Any concerns on her part? Anything you want to go and tell me about?
No, there's no – honestly, my biggest concern is this. Like, if I pay money up front and then I mean, what is going to make you guys want to continue working as hard as you can for me? The only thing I can think of is maybe the – sales guarantee, but in general, I think a lot of projects like this are not paid all at once. They're paid, you know, like along the way, especially if it's a year long. If you say, hey, I'm going to take a year to do this, it's like,
that
okay.
That varies client to client, all right? That completely varies client to client, all right? I do have clients over here who are paying monthly, all right, for years, and we're doing the job as well. So it's the same thing. I gave you options earlier that if you want to go with a monthly process, I can offer you that, but that will be on the regular cost. We gave you an exceptional discount, a hefty discount that's saving you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 is due to the same thing that you're paying it up front. All right. That puts us in an ease that if while we are applying the copyright or while we are doing the marketing, while we are paying to Facebook or for anything, all right, we would be able to do that. We won't be paused that, you know, Tisha will pay to us and then we'll pay to someone else or maybe to any other party or maybe for uploading your PRs or for articles, we have to pay different platforms. So we would be under the impression that, you know, you would pay to us and then we'll pay to them, and this prolongs the process. Plus, it takes time. Plus, it's when you do it individually, it, of course, would cost more, too. So when we apply in bulk, all right, it takes
question
us.
Question was.
Yes, go ahead.
I understand. It's just these are questions she was asking to me.
No worries.
You know
and
what I mean?
These are the answers to them, all right? You can tell them that this is how it works. When you're applying for, if I send you an individual copy of the book, I might be charged $20 for this, all right? That includes printing, shipping, handling, and everything. But if I send you 100 copies, I'm sure each copy would cost you about $12 or $15 each. The reason why the discount is there is because there's a bulk. There's a bulk that's coming in. That's the same thing I told you earlier for your payments too. You want to pay monthly? I would love to go and do that. You want to pay that twice the payment? Maybe you want to pay that three times? Even though you selected the payment method that you want to pay 60% upfront, 20% when half of the book is done or half of the job is done, and 20% directly on completion. We agree to that part too. That we can go with that, but that will be on the regular cost. So if you want to go with that way, you want to keep yourself in the safest zone, you want to pay 60% upfront, then the remaining once you're satisfied, that's also doable. I don't mind you doing that because I'm sure
okay.
I can give you the services, and I'm sure you would be satisfied with that. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of, you know, a few things which are going wrong in the market. Again, as I said, does not mean everything would do the same. Everyone would do the same thing. So just bear with us on this. I'm sure we'll go ahead and, you know, give you excellent results. But, again, I want you to be satisfied and, you know, be confident before making any decision. So take your time. Send me the points, you know, and we'll take it from there. Hello? 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 Tisha, can you hear me?